Blog Talk Radio.
Football as well. Welcome to the Stevenson Radio Show. Hope you guys have a wonderful evening and all positive things happen to you and your families. And I'd like to say on this 18th, 2023, I would like to give thanks, of course, of God, Jesus Christ. But also, too, I'd like to thank my family, friends, I'd like to thank the people that's been there behind you, support, right? And Dr. Tim Stafford. Tim Stafford from Orlando, Florida. Dr. Tim Stafford, he reached out to me through an email years ago. And Dr. Stafford got me started on the motivational speaking. And, you know, through life as an athlete, and just people, we all, at some time, have given people motivation and talk in a positive way. But I just thank Dr. Stafford for reaching out to me in the email and having a conversation. He's a minister. To give me a conversation to lead me to motivating people all around the world. And I can't thank him enough for that. I needed it. Didn't know I did. And I've had some, it's been wonderful reaching out and giving the words of wisdom and wisdom that you've had to go through in life to be able to share to others in their lives to lead them on a better path road through their journey in life. And I'd like to say again, thank you for the 100th episode, me getting to this point, and many more in the future. Like I said, it's, thank you again. Guys, I'd like to say we're going to be doing, we talked last week, and we were speaking and really pushing the fact of teachers that's actually not being appreciated. So many people said yes, they agree to that. And for the topic tonight, do you believe teachers' pay salaries should be increased? Again, people say yes to that also. But going to that, again, I want to apologize for the technical difficulty. I had a problem with the dashboard. So now it's working, rocking and rolling. Okay, enough of that. Do you believe teachers' pay salaries should be increased? And I said to myself, and I say this, yes. Yes, their pay salaries should be increased. And every person that's chimed in during the week on comments, they're all in agreement with this. And we're going to keep pushing it. Let me give you a biblical term before we get rocking and rolling with the show. You go to Proverbs 9, chapter 9, verse. It said, instruct the wise, and they will be wiser still. It said, instruct the wise, and they will be wiser still. still, teach the righteous, and they will add to their learning. Proverbs 9:9. Okay. Proverbs 22nd, chapter 6, verse, it says, start children off in the way they should go. And even when they are old, they will not turn from it. I'm going to say them again. I'm going to say this again because, you know, yeah, this is for the teachers teaching some of these. Students these days are just chaotic, out of control. And we're going to talk about in tonight's topic, we're going to be discussing how many hats does a teacher have to wear and the ultimate goals for excellent teacher learning, the things that they do, their mission, the daily duties of a teacher, and also to the roles, but nevertheless, should their pay salary be increased? Let me go back to this Proverbs 22nd, 6th verse. When I say this, start children off in the way they should go. And even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Thank you, Jesus. I've had the grandparents, the parents, my relatives, my uncles, aunts, friends, to help me keep this steady and going the right way. I'm not going to say friend. I'm going to say elderly, right? Family members. Because I'm not going to tell you, this is the truth. Yeah, some of these teachers dropping off students, they need to be dropping off. They need to get in the classroom too. They need to be taught also. You know, shoot, hold on one second. Let me see here. Okay. Thanks for calling Steve Anderson Radio Show. Who's calling? For some reason, it's not feeding in. Okay. So let me go to the next Psalms 32nd, 8th chapter. Okay. It said, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. Okay. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. It's amazing in the book, the teachings that today that's actually we have forgotten. And I see a lot of parents that the kids are not getting today, going to taking them to school, dropping them off. Listen, school is not a daycare. When you reach a certain level, daycare is for the babies. But when you get those kids, they're still babies until they, what, get, you know, sometimes y'all have y'all babies, they still y'all babies, and they 30 years old, y'all babies. But that still is your child. I understand that. But I would say this. You have to understand, and we're going to get into it, what these teachers, what they're going through in life. I'm going to say this too before anybody else can get in, coming on the show. Let's have some calls tonight. From the President of the United States to the Vice President of the United States to the former presidents, to the future presidents, to the mayors, to the governors, senators, attorneys, first responders, to everyone else, if I name other professionals, other CEOs, to the Gates, Bill Gates, to all the CEOs of the banks, Musk, all the filthy rich, to the unrich. You wouldn't be here today unless you had a teacher. The same teacher that was wiping your nose, the same teacher that was comforting you when you had been bullied, when you were a little boy, when you were a little girl, the same teacher that was comforting you from stress that you was going through at home, that you had to console with that teacher, all that comfort. But you sit here today in your mansions, in your fine steaks, fancy of all fancy, and you're going to sit and you think that teachers should be getting underpaid and think that's okay because those same teachers got you in a position in a positive way where you're at today. And for some reason, we've forgotten about our teachers. What about COVID? Some of the same teachers at COVID that had to go to school in the COVID. But you want to classify the teachers as first responders, why not? The kids are coming to school. We talked about it last week about certain things they have to go through to actually keep these kids safe. You have kids now. You want to call the kids, they come to school right now. Down here in Miami, kid come in six years old, shot a kid. I mean, shot a teacher. Teacher's still in the hospital. See, when I was going through, there was a thing called tattling, spankings. That was my generation. And they worked. See, they worked. See, kids have no fear no more. Or that school, but that's a place for the hard-headed kids, too. Y'all do know that, right? These teachers are doing the best they can right now to deal with some of these bad kids. Sometimes I think it's of all design. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm wrong. But, you know, I'm not going to go off too much on it on this test right now, but I'll say this, that I am tired to see kids. Teachers being underpaid all across the world, the hard work they do. But it has to stop. The government is giving money all around the world in different directions, but have forgotten about our teachers. Do you know, after 2 years of weathering the pandemic disruptions, okay, safety concerns, public scrutiny, burnout teachers have quit the profession in droves. At least 300,000 public school teachers and other staff left the field between May 2020 and May 2022. I'm going to say it again. 300,000 teachers and other staff just stood up quit. Now, how does a student supposed to get a higher learning? How is it possible? You have professors in there trying to teach the kids, the same kids that some of you parents are not getting a discipline at home. So when the kid get there, they know that they have to focus. That's their job. The kids, when they go to school, that job is school. They go in to work, too. They go in to work. Or they're not going to work until they get paid. But they eat free. They go in to work. They're not getting paid. There's a lot of people right now. Oh, look, you know what? They're not getting paid, huh? Well, the teacher's not getting paid either. The definition of a teacher, a person who teaches, especially in school, okay? And when it was last week, I said the daily duties of a teacher, designing curriculum, creating classroom presentations, grading students' work, assisting students who fall behind. And we know 70% of them today fall behind. They do, because you got to get this way. A lot of kids right now, I see kids, especially down here in South Florida, I see kids 11 years old, they out. I mean, you go to some places, you coming back from Utah, 11-year-old kids, they still out too. Like, why is this kid not at home sleep so they can't have the energy to be able to study the next day? I said again, you're lucky I'm not president because I have some rules going around here. United States, we have some rules. Sort of rules RULESSSSS, rules, exclamation, exclamation. Assisting students who fall behind, developing testing materials, assigning homework. I said it before. You have teachers, I'm going to say it again in the show. You have teachers going to school. They have to get there. They have to spend all that attention with that kid. Sometimes individually, there may be a kid causing problems. They're spending time with that kid. See, again, they don't have talent no more in some schools. In Texas, they think they still kind of have it going on. I'm not getting into those statistics. When we hit my kid, well, the kid's going to have the direction. In life, you got to have direction. I don't care what you see on TV, with everything just free and happy-go-lucky. You still got to have rules, especially when you're young. When you get an adult, yeah, you can be free and lucky to do what you want to do. I don't care if you want to go and go skating down a dirt mountain. I don't care. That's when you're an adult. But when you're young, there are rules that you have to follow. Then you're going in with that. After that, you have evaluating students. That's evaluate them. Then they're preparing the grade cards and meeting with the parents. And now here come the parents. Some of these parents are taking these kids to school. They need to stay in school too. They need to stay there with the students. They need teaching. This is called Students Radio Show. Who's calling?
It's the flock. The flock has made it in.
Randy, all pro, Baltimore Ravens, finest of all finest, athlete of all world and here in the world. Randy Hines.
The flock is
Randy, let me ask you a question, man. Do you believe teachers' pay salaries should be increased?
Without a doubt. I believe so. I think I mentioned it one time before. When I first entered the NFL, I was already thinking, teachers need to be paid, paid way more than what they're getting paid for, all the things that they do and all the things they have to deal with.
Yeah,
I call them the two D's. What they deal with and the things they all do.
Let me say this, though. Go ahead. No. But like you say, they have to wear so many hats. And we'll get into some of these hats they have to wear. I don't understand. I think at some point, you need to start calling these teachers first responders. Because what you're alluding to, getting your point where you're hitting right now, you look at some of these teachers right now, the things they have to do, EpiPen for allergies, awareness of all medications for students. Like each student, they have to know the medication for that student. Now, look here, some of these ladies, they still have to go home and be a lady and do their things. You got teachers right now dragging to the house. Dragging, they tired, didn't have to fight, you didn't have to go back the next day and deal with some kids on discipline. I think it seems like right now, I had a buddy of mine, it's almost like this daycare. They think school today is this daycare. Teacher got it, she handled it. You can't, it's only so many hours the student is going to be at the school. Those hours should be predicated on advanced study. But when you get home, we have this. We had family members, neighbors, we've always been taught direction, direction, direction. You can't do that. Direction. Don't go that way. Direction. Why? Because this is the cause and this is going to be the effect down the road. Oh, I see. Yes. You see that over there? Yes. Direction. But go ahead.
The reason being is in today's time, I would say the last couple of, I'm going to just say the last 9 years. Of course, I'm out here in Houston, Texas. I'm not too far. Where I'm from Hitchcock, Texas. So I'm literally 2 miles from where the shooting happened in Santa Fe, Texas, where the kid killed 10 people. I'm 2 miles from Santa Fe, Texas. And, you know, that's a scary sight, you know, when you got family and you got friends, you know, who go to school, you know, of course, 2 miles down the street from Santa Fe, but that affects them as well. Man, it could trickle on down because it's like, well, this kid did it. Maybe I can do it, you know.
Right.
You know, all those things that we're seeing and we're hearing, you know, about kids killing, you know, staff members and other students, that's an effect on another kid who probably contemplated doing something like that. And then now you have teachers and students, you know, who are afraid, you know, to come to school. And then you have, you know, going, I know we're talking about the teachers, but it has an effect on the teachers because I'm not coming into work because my life is on the line every day that I come to school, because for one, I gotta think in the back of my mind is you know, which kid is going to act out, and you know, I have to make sure that I keep a great study plan, meaning my focus. So obviously, you know, school is nothing but a daycare and kind of like a clinic. It's like a daycare and a clinic all in one, because you know, you have teachers who may have a session where they talk to the kids about, like, kind of like a therapy session. So that's what I'm calling like a daycare and a clinic. Mm-hmm. You know, but teachers, you know, should be paid more.
Well, daycare should be
more appreciated, you know, what they do.
Well, yeah, with daycare, like you said, a certain time for that. You know, you got kindergarten. Okay, that's your daycare. After that, kids got to get it. But let me tell you something. Here in the States, I would say this. I see what I see, and I talk to other buddies that's from other countries. Those students are getting it done. Those students are working. And we have lollygagged over here with some of these students that's having to go to this, go to these teachers. And what happened is the teachers are overworked. But that's the position they're in right now. You said shootings. Just in 2022, there have been more than school shootings, okay? School shootings in 2022 in the recent years, there have been 50 school shootings that happened last year that resulted in the injuries and death. And most in a single year. Education Week began tracking such incidents in 2018, just kind of getting the studies of it. 38 people were killed, including 31 students. That's just not right, man. That's just that right there needs to be handled.
It's not right, and it's not right. And then you have not only just the teachers, you have football coaches or basketball coaches, you know, because those are the only male teachers that you really have in the school. And so they're in the situation to play Superman.
There you go.
You know, and those coaches, they're in athletics, you know, when those things are going on inside the school building.
Mm-hmm.
You're like that's minimum the kind now. Of in the coach. It was the football coach who was able to save one of the students, but he got shot for trying to save one of the students.
Let me tell you this. I know y'all might not like me when I say this, but it'd be okay. Y'all be all right. Let me say this. God created a man, created a woman, right? There's some men that just have that athletic, that push, that extra push when fear comes up. And you cannot take that away. It's going to be that way till you die. Now, you can choose to be what you want to be. That's on you. That's what you want to do. But men are here for a reason. Sorry. I don't know how much you want to check. Look, men are here for a reason. I'm sorry. Period. And a lot of these men, like Randy was saying, they need to be in those positions. Like, you know what? I said that last year. I said something similar to it, Randy, which is saying, get some of these former football players. Like I say, listen, anybody can be what they want to be. But who are you going to have over there? I mean, I know there's some women that get it done. They don't play. They'll fight. And they have to fight. But at that male mentality, you look at that man with size on him, they're not going to be so quick to act the fool. They're not, because they know one hit from that man is going to be twice as a hit as a female hits you. But as other men,
I mean, yeah,
know that, and you got to have some type of freaking protection. I'm sorry now.
And
listen, I don't care what that man do when he get home. What he can do? Look, he can go at home. And he can – look here. He can go and ride down wherever he want to go. But when he gets to that school, he's in protection mode for those students. And that's what you need more than the schools, to save that shooting so these teachers can work and teach these kids. Because you're not paying them. You're not paying the teachers at all. But, Ray, we have a – Scotty Anderson on the line, guys. This is Scotty Anderson, Detroit Lions, finest, Scotty Anderson, receiver, NFL.
Yeah, I'm on here. I'm listening. Go ahead.
You listen, okay. But go ahead, Randy. Go ahead.
I'm listening to y'all here.
What I was going to say was, because the reason why I know after playing football in the NFL, I was once too a school teacher. And I was being pulled in different directions because the school, I was at the elementary school, I was at the primary school. The primary school where you have is Head Start through kindergarten. And so I worked at the high school and the middle school, so I was being pulled from different directions because they didn't have a male figure in the school,
right?
It's inside of the school building. And now let me say this here, and this don't have anything to do, you know, with color, race, or whatnot. But another thing was having a black female in the school, because, like you said, Stevie, our black women really are not afraid of the students, you know. And so when students, and that's the thing about can see, it's kind of like when they smell blood, like you that teacher that they know that they can get over on, you know, they're gonna push the limit. But that one, the ones that they know they can't push the limit on, they're not gonna do it. They're gonna respect their teacher, you know, regardless. But yeah, I was once in the school district and I was being pulled because there weren't enough male teachers in the school. So I was all over the place, man, you know, being poor. Come over here and work over here, because I was a sub and wound up being a long – I worked in ISS when I got into the school, which is called in-school suspension. And it's not necessarily for the bad kids. And I won't say the bad kids, but it was mainly for the kids who was tardy and the kids that was sent in there to see me to finish their schoolwork. But then you would get some kids – who probably would get in trouble, they'll send them down to me, you know, knowing that I can kind of cope with them and talk them, you know, into cooling off and, you know, and seeing, you know, how to, you know, figure things out, you know, not with, you know, with the action, but with their mind, you know.
Right. Right.
But school teachers definitely, you know, should be, like I said, the pay raise. I mean, at minimum, $100,000. $100,000. That's minimum, man. Like, that's best $100,000, man.
You know what? I looked at it. I think it's still like three to 5,000 teachers right around the world like that. You have teaching certain levels from, I think, from K to 12, maybe a little more than that. Even if it's 10,000, 15,000, 20,000. We have the money. We have the money. The government, we have the money. We need to start paying these teachers, because you look at it right now, what they're having to do right now, and I mentioned this a while back, I'm going to hit it again. The teachers from 30 years ago versus the teachers to now, today, all right? Teachers back in the day, you have to have a bachelor's degree in education. Now you get a bachelor's degree
are at least 60 semester hours of college due to the real teaching shortage. All right? 30 years ago versus today, continuing education. You got the credits and pay compensation. Example, master's plus 30. All right? Now, training now must renew teaching certificate every 5 years. Teachers pay out a pocket for classes and no reimbursement. So they're losing everybody. They're losing. Okay, grade papers back in the day. Now you grade online. So grade online, if you was that teacher that took typing in class, ooh-wee, back in the day, you struggle on the computer. You struggle in getting those grades done. Trust me. Y'all laughing. It's true. Hey, the teacher's not like, God, dog, I wish my mom didn't put me in typing. I'm serious, man. You're not typing? Listen, if you're teaching your students, your kids today, look, I'm going to tell you this. Look, you need to be teaching, even the parents, listen, you need to be teaching your kids how to type. Give them typing classes. I don't know. Give them typing classes. Because, listen, with the day world, today's in society, you better know how to move them fingers quick on that computer. Now, lesson plan books, handwritten. That was back in the day, 30 years ago. Today, lesson plans, digitized, but updated yearly due to changing state standards. Chalkboard, whiteboard, okay? That was back in the day, 30 years ago. Now you got the smart TVs, computers. Then you got the aisle cameras that follow you all the way around when they're walking, all right? Watching everything the teachers do. Web cameras, okay? Smart TV, for instance. Okay, the computers. You have some kids right now, okay, that have computers, but some kids still can't afford a computer at home. But it's computers, right? But the teachers, too, now, they have to learn how to use a computer. They have to put a computer, but a lot of the teachers didn't grow up using computers, right? But now, these teachers, unless they're under 35 years old, they can deal with the computer, but other teachers, they struggle with the computers now. Not on top of dealing with that hard-headed kid or kids.
You know, no computer. You know what, though, Stevie? So what's crazy is the teachers who didn't use, of course, back in the day, they were able to kind of manage with the kids. Today's teachers, they can't manage both the computer and the kids. You know what I'm saying? They can't do it. Like back in the day, because of social media. Social media got everybody tripping, man. Like, it has everybody tripping.
Social media is in first place of just chaos.
And you got people
some
don't
good and some distractions. Distractions on social media?
Man, you have people, Stevie and Scotty, that do not believe that social media has an impact on this stuff. They feel like, oh, you know, that's your fault that you allow social media to run you or this. Like, you can't run from it because as a school teacher, not once upon a time, Stevie, you couldn't even bring a phone to school. Now you can bring your phone to school. And now kids today have laptops.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And
all that stuff
it's not right. And even with the even just like the kids, they paying kids. Remember, we couldn't give no money in college. Now they paying kids
so to do
like
their work.
All you have to do is just get a social media page and you'll be famous. Like we had to work out. Score 100 touchdowns, stay out. Man, I had a page. I told this girl, the kids I was talking to, they were about 19, 20. But I told them I had a pager, Grandma, my first year Grandma. I had a pager. A pager, man, in college. And then, you know they used to send you a little stuff, and then you go to the payphone.
Yes, got it.
But it's like they're pampering them. They don't know how to do nothing. These kids don't know how to change the flag. Everything is on your phone. You want something to eat? I told them kids that they McDonald's. I ain't eat no McDonald's. My mama cooked every day. Ain't no McDonald's. We ate McDonald's on Friday at before the high school game. That's the only time I had a number three.
Ain't yeah, no, key this.
But it helped you. You know, like
key
we, this. If some
food,
crisis,
they
like
got Chick-fil-A.
They got Chick-fil-A.
Look at Grambling when we was up there high. Even Steven and Martha Adams up there eating the cast. Man, they got Pound Express in their thing, man. And so, like, the kids just, they just don't, ain't no more hard working. Ain't, it's just, huh, whatever you want to do, huh, it's okay. But then when a rough time, like, the, and then when the COVID come up, everybody don't know what to do because you're not built for it. Something else going to come up. But even with coaching, you know, you got to, you can't holler at the kids. The parents going to come up there and get mad. It's just different.
What you said too, Scotty, you have some of the laws right now. It's like some of the laws today are against the teachers. It's like the teachers, like I had a buddy says, like they handcuffed. They're going to do so much. But they have to, the teachers are getting whipped. The paddle is turned around on the teachers. You know?
Yeah. Without the teachers, there's no school. That's what they don't
understand. That's true. There you go.
The only way you stop all that, but the only way you stop all that is you cut out sports.
Yeah, and see,
ain't nobody going to school.
You cut out sports.
If we don't have no ball game to look at, they ain't no good. Like, so sports, it's like the world really built on sports.
So, yeah, world built on sports.
They wouldn't be like Kobe Bryant or LeBron James. See, high school, just like how they coming out of high school. Football, you can't come out. You're going to get your head knocked up trying to leave high school and go play in the pros. But it's like you, they guarantee,
like,
they're giving kids, they're drafting kids on what they think they can do. Like, we had to do something to get drafted. They getting drafted because
like,
they 6'5", they 2". It looked like he going to be something, all that. No. You got to do something to get – you go to work, you work, then they give you a check. They don't give you a check, then you go to work, duty. And the NFL is the only professional sport where you retired and you need a job. I've never seen nothing like it in my life. The retired players need a job. Any other organization, you can go get a loan on your money, this and that. So they teaching you, you know, if anything, we need to be guaranteed in the NFL for getting hit so much, but you can't guarantee 60 players. So, you know, you teach these kids, you know, you go play. You throw that ball out there and let them play. They don't make it, so what? You meet people. Because we was pressured to have to do this, make it, do this. Then when you do all of that, they can just call and shut you down. Go home. We're going to get somebody else young. You know,
let me ask you a question. What were you saying, Randy? Go ahead, because I'm asking a question.
I was just saying at the end of the day, just like you said, just like, you know, we need man, we need school teachers. You ain't no way around it. That's how important, you know, the world is with man and how important it is the school system is. You need school teachers and you need man. It's just that simple.
That's true. You know, you look at it this way, too. I'm going to say this. Hold on one second. It's called Steve Anderson Radio Show. Who's calling?
What's going on, Steve?
Hello?
Durrell?
This sounds like Charles Holtley. I believe I know this name. It sounds like that. I don't know. It may not be.
That's what it
but
is, cuz. What's going on?
I don't know. You know what? I'm glad you to come on. Scott and Randy was going off on some of these parents out here standing up for these teachers like we're supposed to be. Like, you know, and I know these teachers, man, they go through so much that it's not even funny. They get home. Some of these teachers need to be soaked. Look here. These teachers need to be getting massages and getting their feet soaked at least twice a week, man. Having to stand up, teach these hard-headed kids because you went through. There was one thing for you. You had to do your work or you had to paddle. Do your
or
work
both.
Or paddle. Or both. Sometimes you got both just to be in the wrong place. But it took the paddle away. It took the discipline away. The same thing I was preaching to y'all a while ago about the discipline. It's in the book. It's in the book about the discipline that the teacher. Look here. Instruct. You know what? Hold on a second. Let me get this. It says, start the children off the way they should go. And even when they are old, they would not turn from it. In Proverbs 22:6, 22nd chapter, 6th verse. So all I'm saying is this. Scotty was saying, Randy said they should be getting $100,000 a year. What do you think, Scotty? What's your price that I'm going to let Charles have it? Scotty, what do you think the teacher should be at least? All right, what do you think the teacher should be starting off at, Scotty? We'll say third year teacher. What? Let's go third year, Randy. You go first, Randy. Third year, how much do you think the teacher should be starting off? I'm going to write this down. Pay salary.
That's the thing I'm talking about, too. And so, I know your mom, she taught. That's the thing I talked about, too. You have to work X amount of years in order for your pay to go up. But that's why I third year teacher, man. And I'm just saying the base should be $100,000. So I'm gonna say like 125 in a third year, 125, 130.
125
in a
third year.
In a third year.
125.
You're dealing so much, man. You gotta remember, man. You dealing with kids who's on Ritalin, who's on ADHD medicine. They are seeing a therapist. You know. Kids are committing suicide now in school. Like, they committing suicide.
Okay. They got the EpiPen for bee stings back in the day, allergies. That was 30 years ago. Now they have the EpiPen for allergies, awareness of all medications for students.
Yeah. So I'm going to go 125, 130, third year teacher.
Okay. Scott, what you said?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that with Harry because you're dealing with them. A lot of kids don't be having nothing to eat. Parents ain't at home, walking, you know, so when they get to school, them teachers dealing with, you're really dealing with their life. It's more than just ABC 123 because you're dealing with them kids are human beings, and you don't know what they're going. Just like on the movies we used to look at it, so they be getting on a child, don't even know the whole time the child probably, ain't nobody at the house, ain't no paper or nothing to buy to even get a project done. So they almost
right.
up there with doctors. Because if you get sick or get cut, who going to take care of you if you don't go to the hospital? You're going to bleed out. So
that's right.
Without the teachers teaching, they're like, everybody be out here running red lights, wouldn't it? So the teachers are very important. It's more important than what they're getting.
Okay.
You know?
So we're going to start with 125. Okay.
Yeah, we need to start
right,
out
so,
with that. We need
right.
to. Yeah.
A 3 years. So 3 years, we're going to say 125. So 100 to 125. All right. Charles, what do you say? 3 years, teacher.
Okay. So I came in late, so I don't know all that you all have spoke about at this
all right.
point. But for me, there's a level of demographics to this. And what I mean by that is that, yeah, I can agree with what you all are saying, and I've experienced a lot of that where you don't have enough food and – you know, you don't have a father figure in there and a lot of to be given to these people who do more than just teach, these coaches and these counselors and all this stuff. So I get all that. But at the same time, just and a lot of it may be because of pay, but we have some teachers out there that don't give a crap. We have some teachers over there that they all they're doing is what their lesson plan says they're supposed to do, and they're not adequate in my belief. And this is from experience. This is me dealing with 9 kids of my own, getting them through 2 graduates from college, 2 in college right now, 1 in high school, and the other elementary school age. And I've seen it. So when you talk about 125 after 3 years, I think there should be
right.
some stimulation for them to be earning that money. Because,
yeah,
yes,
shouldn't get it. Like, you should be quiet because it is some teachers.
That's
they
the point
like
I'm getting to.
Up the other day for having the kids.
No.
Man, a teacher had the kids fighting over here at school. It was paying the kids. So you're right. All the kids are, but they shouldn't be getting hired.
What we're just saying is what they are, what they deal with on a daily. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're talking
not
about
so,
the real teacher. There has to be compensation for that. Anything from paying student loans back to expedited medical care. Like Stevie said, you know, it should be something in their clause where they could go get, like, their own mental care, their own, you know, massages and foot rubs. All these are things that should be added within a package in which these
yes,
teachers
absolutely.
Are having to deal with all this stuff that they're having to deal with.
Yeah, yeah. Give them something to come to work for. Like, give them something to come
exactly.
to work for. Motivate them to work. Yeah, because
exactly.
that'll get them, you know. And like you said, they on there just doing a lesson plan, and it's like, hey, I ain't here to do nothing else but do this lesson plan and go home.
Get my check.
Because
right.
they don't want to be,
because
you know, because they don't want to be getting with that kid, you know.
And goes back to what you were saying, Charles. I'm going to let Ms. Gibson come on, because I think Ms. Gibson's on there, Ms. Westbrook. But said, to get higher pay, what you're saying, Charles, teachers must be evaluated multiple times yearly. They should be evaluated,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then the rate
because
be rated higher.
And not
off
these kids' test scores. Not off
right,
the kids'
right, yeah,
test
just,
scores, because that's a game.
Right.
That's a money game.
Right.
We need to
right,
have
right,
somebody
right.
in there and get with these kids, say, hey, what if Miss Simpson or what if Miss Johnson or what if Mr. such and such a coach, how would they have been influencing your life? Here's the thing, and this is kind of off the point. A guy, my coach, my son's first football coach, my younger son, the guy that pulled me out there to coach, he died last night. Now, I'm 40. I'm about to be 50. He's like 51. He died last night, man. And the inspiration, and what I'm getting this to is that the inspiration which he had in them kids' life, not just mine, all of them and me, if you have somebody like that, they need to be worked. Charles Cage, Steve and Scotty, y'all know him. Cage was harder on me than any other person, and I couldn't stand it. But once I grew up, when I was in the military, he was one of the only people who was writing me letters, staying in touch with me, and all of it was because he cared. He made a difference. He would call mama and hey, he up here doing this, this, and this. Not because I played basketball, because I was a young black man, young black man. And for somebody to have the experience that, I went to school with Biombo, and I started at Biombo before it was all black. So I saw a lot of those white teachers who no children. I was one of those children who grew up angry. And they say, oh, he just got a bad attitude. You don't know that. I just left a foster home in Michigan because my mom was sick. And I don't know how to deal with that because back in the 80s, you wasn't getting counseling. So like Randy said and Scotty said, you know, you don't know what these teachers are having to deal with. And then you don't know what teacher is going to go out of their way to actually see what's wrong with that kid instead of giving him an F, putting him on Ritalin, or sending him to the office because he's acting out, he or she is acting out.
Mm-hmm.
So those teachers, that money, they deserve it, but only the ones who are putting forth the effort. Now, I'm not saying that if you
right.
get it and you want to be a teacher, that's great.
Yeah.
But
that's
you have to understand
way.
The inspiration
that
you are in these kids' lives.
Right. Proven student academic growth. That to prove that.
Yeah.
That they're worthy
and,
of
and
a
person growth. Person growth. I have to know that this kid is a better kid. My wife always say this. You're better than you. When you leave me, if you're better than what you were when you got to me, I've done something. If that kid is a better kid, not just academically, but emotionally, mentally, if he or she is better, then that teacher has done a job. And that may just be talking to the kid. Like they said, they don't want a kid. That, you know, I get we dealing with some things in the world, but it was so many teachers that when my grandmother died, we was taking the exit exam. I had to get up that morning to go up there to take an exit exam and then leave there to go straight to my grandmother's funeral. And those teachers would hug me, come and pat me on the back and touch me to make sure that I was okay. Not here, take this test so we can get the scores and we can get the grades. That makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then And I'll let somebody else have it. But this goes right back, and my wife pointed this out to me, which is a Grambling alumni. When you talk about HBCUs and these big schools, if I'm at – I never went to Jones High, but if I went to Jones High, Arcadia, Ringo, I wouldn't have got that. I was at that little small black school, care about us, and they're going to give us the attention that we need individually. And that's just kind of just to touch on one of your other topics, Steve, in regards to when you go into an HBCU mm-hmm. and the type of community environment you're in, opposed to when you go into one of these that's quote unquote power five schools or whatnot. But you know,
right? You get the one-on-one attention. You get the one-on-one attention at HBCU. Yes. Uh huh. Yeah.
Well, like
more like a family oriented. It's family oriented. Family oriented in a sense.
Right.
Black community. Black Hav is saying, and what Charles saying. It's like the kids really being parents in a way. You know, yep. But all of them have height. That's just like times, right? You need to, okay, if I go play sports, basketball, football, whatever, I have to do good to get a bigger contract. So that's what Harris told me. And then Charles, right, because all of then you're going to have people just want to be a teacher to get the money. So it's just all, you know, you got to, you really need somebody evaluating and scouting the teachers before
that's
they get hired.
The thing, right,
like sports.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what they do in the schools. I've been evaluated. And you go in, you see the principal. You know, every teacher has an evaluation because they've been watched the whole time on, you know, of course, how they interact with the students, how they're doing with their lesson plans, how, you know, they readiness, if they're going, if they're coming to work up on time, how, obviously how many days they missing work, you know, things like that, you know, because, you like I said, you are evaluated at the at the end of the day. I don't know about any other schools, but I know at my school district, you know, you get evaluated, you know, every on every level from Head Start to the high school, you know, you get evaluated.
There you go.
Ms. Gibson. Ms.
Can
Gibson.
You guys hear
Ms.
Me?
Gibson.
Yes. Can you
Hold on a second. Charles, so what
yeah.
pay scale? So we got these teachers evaluated and they're worthy of pay. So what 3 years, what do you want to start at? You want to start at 75, 100, 50? What do you want to start at? 20, 30? They're already at 30, so you want to start?
Yeah, they probably 70. At 30 still.
Man, you can't do nothing with 30, man. What they doing with 30?
You can't, bro, I can't even pay my mortgage at 30.
Let me see then.
I would go.
Randy said 125.
I said between 85 and 115. Because you got, to me too, what you take in, it, regardless of what people might feel like it, but if this teacher is in the classroom all day with their lesson plan and dealing with these kids, and then they're going out here coaching as well, driving buses, there should be some fluctuation within the scale for those same 3 years. You know what I mean? Because that coach, or even if it's like, you know, back in the day when we were in school, well, I don't know about you, Scotty, you're a little younger, but they had FBLA and FHA, and those counselors, like Ms. Malone, that we going up to Tech and to Grambling and to Shreveport, and they're having to chaperone us and prepare us for that, those science fairs. So a lot of those things, I mean, I don't know if it would be like a bonus incentive or something like that that could be in addition to, but a lot of those things are like that needs to be addressed because through the years, that was just part of the job. So that $30,000 that they was making back in 91, that was a part of their $30,000. All that extra stuff they're doing, you know, being home late and because they have to go to Monroe or Shreveport or, you know what I mean? Or because those teachers who are responsible for running the concession stand at the basketball game, you know, all these different things I think need to be adjusted and allocated within those pay scale. And so Randy is actually right, you know, in the upwards of the 120, you know what I mean? Because, two, I believe if you do get up that high, man, the teacher's not – well, you're going to draw a different class of people. It's just like if
That's
you go
true.
To a restaurant and all y'all been in the NFL and you understand and y'all know the difference that you going to a restaurant where there's no prices on the menu and then you going down here where they have a value menu. You're going to have a different type of people that's involved. So I have to believe now I'm sure still some crazy people that's messed with kids and all this other stuff if they're making $100,000+ a year. But if in my experience, in my 48 years, if somebody is making $100,000+ a year, they're going to handily carry themselves in a different type of manner. You know what I mean? That's just me.
That's very accurate. Ms. Gibson is holding patiently. For some reason, Ms. Gibson, I couldn't get you in. I don't know. You must have been on your phone all day doing some conversation, doing some work or something, getting things done. I know you were.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
I was on that number one. I was listening to the pay scale. In California, the teachers come in, certified teachers come in over $100,000. This has nothing to do with 3 years. That's their starting pay.
Say it again. Say it again loudly because you're talking a little low. Let everybody hear it. Say it again.
LA Unified School District, Los Angeles Unified School District, because that's where I was the longest. The certified teachers come in at over $100,000. That's their pay. They come in over $100,000. I think last time I checked, it might have been $125,000, $135,000, and it goes up every year. By the time they get to their third year, they probably at $150,000, $160,000. I'd have to check it. A long-term sub, which is a regular teacher, they'll come in at like $95,000. I started at LAU Unified as a long term. So I came in at $95,000. And this was back in '86, '87. In '84, I was at Dallas Independent School District, and the teachers were not being paid over $100,000 back then. It's gone up. It's gone up a little bit, but at the end of the day, the teachers should be making, I don't know who said the over 100,000. The teachers should come in at over 100,000, and I don't care what state you're in. They should come in at over 100,000, period. Because all this crap about, well, the cost of living, my foot. The teachers deserve to have that money. Before the state of Texas approved the lottery, they approved that a lottery based on the teachers were going to get higher pay. But yes, we haven't gotten higher pay. The lottery is
now they're trying to bring the casinos in.
Right.
Now
they
want
to
bring the casinos in.
That's right. And the teachers deserve that. And yes, the teachers are your parents. When you leave and go to school, your teacher is your parent. I literally have kids still today. They on Facebook. They find me on Facebook. Hey, Ma, still calling me Ma. I mean, seriously. And so the teachers are the second mothers. When they get to school, and a lot of these kids, the teachers really is the mother because they may be raised by their grandparents. I had a lot of the kids, their grandparents.
Somebody that can't do it.
Yes. Exactly. So they, I mean, I have to, we get evaluated. We do. And so teachers who shouldn't be there, trust me, other teachers will let the principals know. Because every time my son had an issue, had a problem, anytime they called me and I had to go to the office concerning an issue with my son, I knew that teacher was not African American. I'm serious. I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
My son is not, I'm like, I knew it was going to be someone of the other color and stuff, but I would check the teacher. I check the teacher because I know my son, but I wouldn't check the teacher in front of my son. I didn't check him in front of my son because you're talking about growing up in South Central L.A., you know, there are just certain things you don't do with a young African-American man. First of all, don't stand over him. Second of all, don't put your finger in his face. Third of all, because see, I don't just believe that.
I don't care where you from. You put your finger in nobody's
ear. Exactly.
You gotta
exactly. So I'm before I go off on
country
you,
boy.
Call my brothers.
Exactly.
Right. Look, call my brothers who they don't they come and do crazy stuff for that. They don't ask no questions, so I try not to do that. But
my
but no,
boy, get
I'm
your
not
word
saying
going.
That
hold
I'll teach
now.
You.
We ain't doing that.
I'm not gonna say that. Teacher, a certain teacher shouldn't deserve it. Every teacher coming in deserve a high pay coming in.
Right.
Now, once you're evaluated, your evaluation shows that you are in the wrong place, then no, you don't deserve that pay.
And you stay right where you came in. And if you perform it at a coming in rate, you stay at a coming in rate.
That's right. That's right. When I was at the Wilma Hutchins, we got paid. We were paid, and as a cheerleader and dance coach, I got an extra check. Every school district doesn't do that, but guess what? You're going to do that for me because I'm going to make sure I get it through the superintendent. So I'm just saying,
but
they deserve that pay.
I'm glad you guys are breaking it down to a T. I love it. So, guys, we have Alex Jones on the line. Let me let Alex Jones have the floor for about 5 minutes, 3 minutes. Alex Jones, what do you think, Alex? He's out in Palm Desert, right? In San Diego, somewhere in that area. San Diego, right? Yeah. So What do you believe teachers' pay salaries should be increased? And what and coming in 3 years or first year, when do you, well, how much do you think they should be increased on top of that? What's the value?
Well, I heard just a tiny bit of the previous show. I think I got some time signals crossed, but after a reschedule from yesterday. However, coming in, teachers, I come from a family of educators, you know, parents were teachers and high-end educators, et cetera. And I look at it like this. Back when I was in school, the talk was, well, these kids need discipline. We're becoming like parents to them, et cetera, you know, because they're with us so much in the vital part of the day. You know, that was kind of the dialogue. Then it moved a little bit more advanced, hinting that the teachers were coddling the kids and having to be a substitute parent, taking on too much parental roles and discipline problems. Now it has evolved all the way to these teachers not only are their parents, but my goodness gracious, they're also there for target practice. So with that involved, in terms of what has to be dismantled and re-engineered in terms of a very effective educational process, it requires the core of good teachers. That means higher pay, you know, higher pay at coming in, an evaluation period of some type, however structured, to be able to evaluate the teacher's efficacy. And after, say, another period, they're elevated, escalated, the pay climbs a little, and then after 3 years, you know, it hits a, you know, it hits a stride, and then there are yearly or every 2 years, 3 years, whatever the structure is, you know, in advance based on their efficacy at, you know, at increasing quality of teaching. But yes, it should be a little higher to attract a higher level standard of oriented teaching professional. And I think both of you guys hinted at that, Deborah, et cetera. And I don't see how – okay, let me just really relate it very simply and quickly. Look at our police force. You have or sheriff deputies and detectives. Look at that profession. When the people come in, they're getting a pretty decent salary. That's what's attractive. And they're trying to make superintendent or detective and all of that because those pay extremely high, but they deal with a whole lot of policy changes and nuances that are basically entrapment within the profession. And teachers have a similar trap slash tight rope that they have to walk, be it safety as well as the ramifications of the mishandling of very delicate policy issues that change like a moving target. So, yes, they should be better paid and more controls within the school system. Simply put, the policy has to change and the pay has to go up. Yes.
What dollar signs, after 3 years, how much money?
Well, that's just it. I'm removed because my association with the internal workings of teachers and the profession and all. See, now my mom was an eighth grade English teacher and eventually, you know, a high school guidance counselor and et cetera, and mastered in psychology and et cetera, et cetera. It was years ago. So the pay scale and all is going to be totally distorted for my immersion into the teaching industry and, you know, that industrial complex, the educational industrial complex versus today. You know, that's 40 years ago. My last real awareness of the granularity of teaching. So I'm removed from a dollar sign. I heard you guys mention like 100, 120, 100, that kind of thing. And that's really
right.
Not outlandish. I mean, you know, so I have to tag on to your guys' recommendation, you might say, or quality assessment of that.
Well, let me read this to you guys.
But it has
okay.
to, Okay, I was going to say, but it has to have some type of policy change at the same time.
Right, right. No, we're all in agreement.
Policy would definitely have to change. The policy would definitely have to change, yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
So let me read, So let me read this right here. It's like the role of a teacher has existed as long as mankind has, but the definition of the role has evolved greatly over time. A teacher's job, even 20 years ago, was radically different from that of today, right? Then you have here said, the main job now is to set objectives and designs the learning process to enable learning to happen, unlike the past where the teachers were seen major sources of knowledge largely limited to their roles of source. However, these past 10 years have been a whirlwind for the teaching profession, and then you have the plates have never been more full. An experienced teacher is able to gauge the mode of the children immediately. It's important she understands her students, their weaknesses, strengths, moods, and reads the expressions. What rules did teachers have to follow in the 1800s, right? Okay. It said the teachers also have to even follow multiple regulations and rules. These are things teachers have been through in a lifetime, even back to the 1800s. They weren't allowed to even be married or have any relationships back in the day,
right,
or they would be fired.
Right.
If they smoked,
right,
drank liquor, or visited anywhere where these things would take place, they would also be fired. So you go
right
to the higher standing, understanding, they're not playing around. It seems like it's the military. But I tell you what, the T's are in military. They're in military. Like you said, Alan, they need to be, Randy, even Charles Stannard, Scotty, and also to Ms. Deborah Gibson Westbrook, we're all in agreement that teachers need to be paid because they are in military right now. Okay, they're in military, but they haven't gone to war. But the only thing they war and get, let me tell you something, mental, I'll tell you this. Let me give you this then. As athletes, all the guys and even the young lady, Ms. Gibson, we all, in a sense, are competitive. We all been in the sport. And I would say performing arts and dance, and your guys, how the way you guys train with Grambling State Marching Band, 5 times out the day training, I consider you an athlete. And dedication, okay? Just to say that. So we all been there, and we've all seen people mentally break down. We've seen on the professional level, and guys will tell you this, this is some of the things that a lot of NFL players don't share to people around the world. But you have a lot of NFL players that get drafted, some that does not get drafted, however, it doesn't matter. What they do, when they get to training camp, some of these guys, when I was playing, and when Scotty and Randy was playing, now they have a DJ at practice now, right? Go back to what Scotty was saying right now. And you know what, some of these people are acting a little bit different. They have a DJ at practice. Playing, I mean,
They got me for dancing, but now they dancing on the video game.
Right. Exactly. So you have all this right now going on to patricate some of these kids, but they want them to learn, right? But the teachers still have to stay to original rules in a sense, right? So
exactly.
These are
you want me to hold their attention and do all that stuff, but you doing that stuff over there.
That's right. Now let me tell you what happened mentally. When we were at camp, there were players that, because we had to practice twice a day. So this is our routine, and we'll get back into the show. We would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, wake us up, go to breakfast. We got to be on the football field. This is in training camp. Okay, it's trained for 2.5 hours. You got to learn the plays. You know the plays. You have to make sure you learn the plays. You're coming from HBCU, the plays they had there were different than they had in the NFL. You got to be studying all the time. Then you have a 2-hour break. You have an hour break after eating. Then you go straight to meetings, and then you have to be up on the football field in another 2 hours. So there's literally guys sleeping. Some guys would even leave. Some guys would sleep. And they right there by the cafeteria, they would just go to the practice field and go to sleep for 30 minutes before we go to training camp. So with two times a day. Then after practice, you go back again to a meeting until 11 o'clock. We had to be back up at 5 o'clock. We did it for a whole month and practice in full gear twice a day. Guess what? After the first week, you see guys leaving. Like, where's Johnny at? Where's Steve? And they quit. So we understand what the – so that's what that, – now go to these teachers. You have these teachers right here dealing with these parents, dealing with these undisciplined kids, and they barely making the money to live, but you want them to be okay, and you understand why they quitting, and you understand that. So and again, that's where they need a higher pay, and like what Charles said, they get that and structure it right through their contract. Then we're looking at something totally different. Then the discipline, mm-hmm. guess what? Then the discipline gonna come back in the classroom. Then they're gonna bring the discipline back in the classroom because now you're not coming here at this. What we're getting paid and go act a fool. You do send your kid back at home and stay with the mama and stay with the daddy, okay? If they don't want to act right, just send them right back at home. Sit in.
Let me add something to this.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. Well, let me add this. You know how you were mentioning, you know, the relationship of, like, football practice, the team, the coach, et cetera? Well, my dad was the chairman of the education department at A&T State University. He was also the coordinator of teachers education. He set the accreditation for a lot of UNC school systems, designed that. So each school has to have a certain amount of teachers with a certain amount of qualifications to teach, you know, certain classes for the university to be accredited. Well, as far as the student teachers, he was over that program within the education department, and all of the student teachers who are out to get their credentials had to go through him and his program, and he'd send them out to the certain high schools, you know, all over, and they teach individual classes, English, chemistry, math, whatever, you know, their class assignment. Now, with that structure in place, they had to execute some kind of mastery over their skill set, and that's teaching, managing kids, et cetera. Before that really is effective, and before you attract quality teachers, there has to be matched policy changes so that these kids will be managed in a blanketed way, like you said. Kids that get out of line that are way outside the boundaries of able of containment, then there has to be ramifications for their actions. You know, it has to get back in line. I'm not saying it needs to be like, what's that movie, Lean on Me, where it's totally off.
Well, we need to get right to it.
But we got to get very close to that to get these kids back in line, because let's face it, they are way out of the box. But at any rate, I just wanted to add that. That structure, you know, I'm familiar with as a kid because my dad, hell, I had classes where some of these substitute teachers that he sent out to the high schools or whatever were teaching my class. And then they realized, oh, he's Dr. Jones' son. Oh, and they
straightened up
then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, heck,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mom got one of her master classes under my dad. You know, the State Department was writing a book about it because he designed the system. But anyway,
let's all do this right here. Let's all do this right now. So let's just put yourself as a teacher. Okay?
Woo.
All right? Now, hold on one second. No, we're going to I don't know what y'all want to get y'all. How do y'all want to put yourself? You're going to be a teacher, right? So tomorrow, you're a teacher right now. So you got to go to school tomorrow. All right? Now, we've been teaching for 10 years, and we're only making around $40,000 a year, okay? And we don't have a home yet. Well, we live in probably like an apartment, and we'll say that we have two kids, right? And the husband, you know, walk away, we have a job, a decent job, whatever. But we'll just say that the money, like Charles is saying, it ain't paying nothing. By the time they finish, they check. And they got a car. Both of them got two cars now because they have to get to school, right? They have to get to school.
Yep.
I know you're not in a city like downtown where you can get, but still you got to get to school. The transportation's not there like it need to be. Let's put ourselves in that teacher's mind right now. Let's put our in our body. Let's go in her body, in our mind, her body. Now you're tired. you can't buy the clothes you want to wear to go out sometimes. So I got to deal with two bad kids. One has ADHD, like Randall was saying, I got to deal with. I have one that's a honor roll student that's ready to go, that's pretty much helping me lead the class, helping me out basically because they're so doggone smart, right? And I have another one that's very, very smart, and we're trying to get that one to be on track because she's just as smart, just need the right rules to go, right direction. Then I have another parent that won't even help at all with the kid. She's picking a fight, or they're picking a fight about their student every day. Now I can do. Now you got a grade. You can still grade papers right now to another hour. So you having car problems?
Man, you don't want to go what they paying tomorrow. You got to go in the morning.
Let me tell you something.
We
got to
go in the morning. We got to go in the morning now.
I'm gonna tell you right now. See this guy? Y'all know me. My first plan is the first one to say something to me out the way. That's it. Period. And that's how those teachers come
right.
to school. Because they carrying all that on their back when they get there. Get there.
Right. 40,000.
You know what I mean?
I've been working. 40,000. That's it now. That's it.
And then, now, mind you, they
can't go to no care
one of their parents.
Huh?
You're not going out to eat for 40,000. You might go out once a year.
Oh, no, it's tuna sandwiches all year. Tuna, with some tuna sandwiches, going to get the Roman. That's what you got to do. You got to do that to save. Yeah, you got to save.
But at that rate, even if you give them 60 for that, and like you said, what if they taking care of one of their parents that they have to help every day? As soon as they get out of school, go down there, catch the bus, they got to go down there to their parents' house to make sure that they're good to go. Then they got to catch the bus back home to prepare food for the child that they have that goes to another school. Like, you know, it's bro. Man, come on.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, I got one for you.
But we have to understand.
They got to get a ride. They got to go to Walmart to buy 20 glue sticks because the school can't afford to buy the kids the supplies they need. They're short on glue sticks
exactly.
or whatever, you know.
Right.
Exactly.
And if the kids don't get the if the kids don't get the project done, it affects their money. So they go out there and spend their own money to make sure all the kids have the proper stuff to get done so it don't affect
their
own money. Like, what kind of,
That's right. But we have to understand that I would say over 80% of those teachers that get up that next morning and go, they go because they love what they're doing. They still need that money exactly. But they love that's why they went into teaching. I went into teaching because I wanted to coach. So I was able to do both and do that. So you love it. So you're not thinking about. It wasn't until I moved to Dallas that I realized I had to have a second job.
I just
let
the teaching go and I just went and coached in the community.
Right. And I'm going to say this, too.
I had to go get a second job.
I'm going to say this, too. I'm going to say this. We all give our hats off to all you teachers out there in the world because if you don't believe in God, I don't know how you make it to school. You know, if you don't believe in a higher power, I know y'all do. I know 90% of y'all do, teachers do, because you have love for kids and y'all are getting it done. But this team here, we're going to work and keep talking about getting these teachers on the right track this year. And I have some that we're going to present probably another month that we're going to start for the teachers. But
Steve, let me say something to you. Here is something, man. And you all can relate for this, you Grambling Knights. But what I'm about to say, it always kind of correlated with where I went to high school at. Y'all know where I went to high school at, man.
Okay.
Let me tell you something.
I'm going to give everybody 2 minutes.
Okay, my 2 minutes.
Break down.
I could play basketball pretty good, okay. And, you know, so they would hear this, that, and the other. But a lot of times, it was teachers that some of them didn't teach me. They just knew me. They taught other classes. Here's $3. I know y'all got a road game tonight, so you can get you something at the big stop to get you something to eat. You know what I mean? Hey, you need anything? Hey, I tell you what, we don't have a washer and dryer. Hey, we're in a tournament. Give me your uniform after the game, and I'll wash it and bring it back to school with you in the morning. hey, I know that your uncle had to come get your mama and take her to the hospital yesterday, but you still got to come and play in this basketball game. You okay? Do you need anything?
Right.
See, that part of teaching, like, that's different. You know, I had a coach, Mr. Upshaw, he's coaching from, like, the eighth grade. And he's like, Charles, he's like, a lot of stuff you did and stuff, I probably should have sent you to the office and suspended you. But he's like, I could see the stuff that you was dealing with and you was going through that other teachers might not have seen. So when we talking about what's going on in these schools, man, it's a whole lot more, especially in these smaller schools, in these schools, in these black communities that they go without. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm talking about Gremlin, when they talk about all these funding and stuff, Gremlin is one of the oldest and greatest historical black colleges, universities in the country. But in order for them to get more money, they want them to want to become a state school. Like, really? In order for you to give us more money for, you know, to provide better education for the students who choose to come here, we got to be a link to the state. They try to do that right. In Fayetteville State, in Fayetteville, mm-hmm. when I was going down there, and they wanted them to mm-hmm. become Fayetteville University in North Carolina at Fayetteville instead of being Fayetteville State. But it all goes back to the funding and those teachers having the love and care for, you know, Beamville Parish is one of the poorest parishes in Louisiana as far as teaching goes when it comes to teaching salaries. So those teachers that came
Charles
up there and was teaching me.
Charles Holder. We're going to get back into another topic. We're not finished with it. We're going to keep going with
okay,
it.
Okay, my bad.
Charles, I really appreciate you coming on. We're going to bring you on next show. I'm going to post something this week.
All right, good.
All right. Thank you so much for all you do. And he's military too, guys, by the way. He doesn't say it, but we'll then talk about it next time.
Thank you.
Alan Jones, anything you want to say? And Alan Jones, you got 1 minute. Anything you want to say?
I just wanted to say my heart goes out to all the teachers of the world because they actually train and transfer knowledge to the youth, which is tomorrow's leaders.
Awesome. Alan Jones, we'll see you next week also. Thank you so much, Alan, out there in the West.
Absolutely.
Alan, what's the weather out there doing right now? What's the weather out there doing? It's cold, it's hot, what's the weather
man,
doing?
It's like about 65 degrees. The sun
beautiful.
Pierced through the day finally after days of rain, so it's great.
In the mountains?
No, it Carlsbad right here in North San Diego County.
Love it. Alan Jones. Right now, too, Himes, you want to say anything, Himes? Ren Himes. One minute.
I would just say for all the teachers, all the ones who want to become school teachers, just know when you're taking on this profession, it's a special profession. Full steam ahead when you attack at this profession, career, because it's not an easy task, because all you teachers out there need to know, and the ones that are teachers and becoming teachers, you know, it takes a special person
right.
to be, you know, to be a school teacher. It takes a very special person. And we have a lot of special people out there in the world. We have a lot. But today's time, you really have to be a special teacher.
Right.
Randy Himes. Randy, we're going to see you next week. Hope to see you next week. Thank you so much.
You
Randy Himes, Buffalo Raiders. All right. Scott, anything you want to say?
No, they just need to get paid, man. That's all right.
Scott Anderson, they need to get paid. Scotty's going to get paid. That's the truth, Scotty. Scotty Anderson, my younger brother, Detroit Lions, NFL. All right, Scott, we'll see you next week.
All right. Okay.
All right.
That's my little brother from my fourth grade teacher mother. That's Scotty Anderson. That's my little brother from my fourth grade teacher mother because she was a mother.
Ms. Gibbs, we got you. 1 minute. What you saying? Talk to us.
I'm going to say, teachers, I love you, but you don't strike enough. That's the one reason why teachers don't get it like others. The teachers don't strike enough. They need to strike more. That's my final word.
You hit it then, didn't you?
That's right, baby.
Give some Westbrook. All right, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, even for sharing California's pay scale. And I'm not going to get into politics tonight about what they're doing out there, but that's huge. But we'll talk about it next topic, okay? All right, Ms. W. Gibson Westbrook.
All righty.
You
are welcome. Thank you.
All right. Guys, I hope you got some wonderful, wonderful information. We had an awesome, awesome crew on, Ms. Gibson. We had Randy Hines, Baltimore Ravens, and Ms. Gibson, she's worldwide, and we're going to get into more of some things that she's done. I wish we'd get a show and kind of talk about that. But you have Randy Hines, you have Baltimore Ravens, Scotty Anderson, Detroit Lions, Alan Jones, and Encryption. You had Charles Holy, actually, that could have played on the interprofessional basketball. He's actually teacher. He's actually a vet. We don't talk about that too much, but and he's teaching right now down in the Austin area. But he's wonderful. It's a blessing to have you guys on. I want to say this right now: the ultimate goal is the student's learning. Okay, learning academically, socially, and emotionally. Social learning. This is from the teachers. Comes. Then you have emotional learning, academic learning. The ultimate goal is excellent student learning, period, okay? Excellent, the schools need excellent instructors. Excellent instructors come from excellent lesson planning. Excellent lessons planning comes from identifying student needs, reaching best instructional methods. Excellent teachers, collaboration, working together, excellent teachers coming from excellent training, education, excellent teachers are evaluated and observed by administration constantly to perfect their craft. That's what we need. And this is how to do it. And this is the goal is to the students, period. Period, period, period. If you want the best students, we need the best teachers. To attract the best teachers, teachers need better pay. Teachers need better pay. Okay? Besides the things, but teachers only work for 9 months of the year. The true teachers work all year long. Often two jobs due to low salary. So teachers complete professional development, certification courses, tutor or work the 1.5 months in the summer. Society thinks, but teachers get out at 2 p.m. every day. The truth, teachers work late into the night, grading, emailing parents, lesson planning, and completing coursework of work and a second job. Everyone works hard, even as cooking burgers, plumbers, construction workers, etc. Doctors, surgeons save lives. Teachers build lives. Guys, we can't thank you enough again for all you do and done. Teachers, you are number one, and we're going to keep pushing. We'll keep pushing for you guys to have a higher pay. God bless you all. Thank you so much for what you do. Good night.